Did I read it?
No, you gotta be reading. Translate it.
Did I read it? That's a hard.
It's a hard word to figure out.
Okay. Okay. So we have here a relatively clear schmooze, I hope. But I think it's extremely yesidistic. The Rabag, as we know, the Rabag explains what the purpose of Toewes is from the mitzvahs. So he says that Toewes, the first mitzvah in the parasha, talks about Eved Ivri, is to teach you the laws of Eved Ivri. I was asked to read it, so I'll read it. Toewes Arishin Uba Mitzvahs, who devired in Eved Ivri. And as the Torah wrote this parasha, to teach us the laws of Eved Ivri. Sometimes you have an enigma, so there's two Eved Ivris. There's an Eved Ivri that becomes an Eved because Bezin Sawan, because he stole. And sometimes there's an Eved Ivri who sells himself. So what are the halachas of an Eved Ivri? Be it when does he go free? That's part of the halachas. How long does he be an Eved till he goes free? However, why Atara Hashem made up such a mitzvah that an Eved Ivri works for 6 years and then he goes free? What is the Toewes of that mitzvah? What's the purpose of that mitzvah? And everything that's similar, that we have other things he's going to mention later that ends after Shemitah, Yovel. Also, that things we have the similar halachas of an Ivri that at a certain point in time it stops. Humivor, it's self evident. What's the advantage? Sabe, the cause, Shlo Yeshayer Ish O Isha Mithrob Shiflis, Vidalas Talmud. We don't want that a person, a Jew or a woman, a man or a woman, should stay permanently in a state of lowness. In other words, without this mitzvah. A person we say to Eved, sold to Eved, he'd be an Eved forever. That would be the pashtus. We don't want that. He'll be in a shiftless tumid. But now, it's not true. Why isn't it true? Because he goes out after 6 years. Avo yisnachmu, but he will be nisnachem. He will, misnachem means he will be, translated in English, comforted. In other words, even while he's down, in other words, while he's in Eved, he'll be comforted because the fact that he's in Ani, if he's Shiflam the Anyan, he'd be comforted the fact that he's in Ashafil and Ani, Bizakman, that he'll remember, Ki oh not, Yetzir Chavshim, soon I'm going to go free. Mishibudam. Also by the land. I'm going to get the land back when Yovel comes. I'll get my property back. So they're not going to be so down. When the seventh year comes and an Eved Ivri who is sold by Bezin, he goes free. Or by Yovel in the 50th year, if he was Oshem Mokrat, well, Nirtza means the case where he says in the pasuk that I want to stay longer, or he was sold because he doesn't want to lose his wife, or he sells himself. So ubi yovel, he goes out by yovel. Yeshuva v'amkar gosem, he goes out as a slave, and also if he sold his land, so the halacha of yovel, that his property comes back when you sell land in Eretz Yisrael, the time of the Beis Hamikdash. When the yovel came, you got it back. So this person sells his land because he's a pauper. So now he would feel like, Oy vey, I don't have. I hear I have this yerusha. I sold all my inheritance. I'm left nothing left. I used to be a rich person. I owned all this property, and now I have nothing. He won't feel so bad because he knows he'll get it back at yovel. Shnasa shmita yipata making his chayim lechem. Also, if he borrowed money, shmita causes the loan to end. If you let borrowed money or shavik asif, this will be a nechama to dawim to poor people. Okay, so what are they saying? We have a person who is downtrodden, either because he's a slave or because he's poor and he had to sell his property. So Torah feels it's unhealthy that a person should be in shiflis and dawis. So Torah created this halacha, so he shouldn't feel down, because he'll tell himself, "Oh, what am I down about? I'm a slave. Okay, I go free. Soon I'm gonna go free. I sold my property. Soon Yovel will come and I'll get my property back. So I don't have to be so down." That's the Ra'bag. The obvious question a little bit on the Ra'bag is that it ain't so soon, right? And Evan, every Evan is sold for 6 years. He said, right? That's the pasuk. In the other case, in the Nirso Mocher Atzmo, he sold till Yovel. Yovel is at the end of the 50th year. Now it changes. When you sell property, it goes to Yovel. Now, Yovel, depends on when you sold it, the medium time would be 25 years, right? But it could be 50 years till you're going to get your property back. So you have a person, he goes ahead and he sells himself to slave. He's down. Oh, I'm low. I'm a slave. I feel so bad about myself. Say, oh, what do you want? Say, tell him, no, cheer up. He's knocking. In 6 years, you'll be free. Guy sells his property, or becomes a different type of slave. Oh, in 25 years, you'll get your property back. In 50 years, what are you so upset about then? You'll get your property back in 50 years, right? You have a 13-year-old kid. He stole, right? Oh, what are you upset about? When you're 70-year-old, you'll get your property back. You'll go free, you know, because if that's what he says, if he's a mocher atzmo, he says he only goes out by yovel. That's what he's earning. A nirza mocher atzmo goes out by yovel. The property goes out by yovel. So theoretically, yovel could be 50 years. See, oh, cheer up, 50 years, you'll get it back. So the obvious. We would have thought that that's not exactly cheering the guy up. So the clear is like almost beferish in the Ra'bag, a tremendous, it means a very important chiddush in human nature, that as long as a person believes that there's hope, that things will get better, even if it won't be immediate, in 7 years from now, 6 years from now, after 6 years it's going to get better. So I can live with it, and I don't get depressed. I'm depressed, and I'm a slave. But then you tell the guy, well, it's only 6 years. Oh, only 6 years. Okay, I can handle that. I'm depressed. I had to sell all my property. It's only 50 years. Oh, okay. Right? When a person knows that there's an end, even if that end is very, very far in the future, you don't get depressed. Okay. Now, why is this such an important insight? You know, but we don't have people sold today as slaves, so we're not getting depressed because we're slaves. And we also don't really have the din of Yovel for property. So that doesn't affect a person sells his property. There is no din Yovel. So seemingly this isn't relevant. Okay. So I want to read the Leket Rishimis. Leket Rishimis is from the previous Mashkiach from Lakewood. Vox Vogels, that's out. He says as follows: Sheva Yibot Tzadik Vikam. There's a famous pasuk that a tzadik falls seven times and he gets up. Habir is that. What does this mean? She tzadik noifel. That a tzadik is nichshol. Noifel, he means to mean noifel and averes. Achlom is yaish. He never gives up. V'lochein adai nikra tzadik. So even though he's falling, he's still called a tzadik. Because since he keeps the faith that eventually I'm going to go on the right way, so he retains the shame of a tzaddik. As long as a person believes that he's in a situation, he's going to fall, but he's going to stand back up, who will die in tzaddik. But the moment he gives up, then he becomes a person who gives up his yoke. I have to be tzaddik upon a goal. The difference between a person who's a tzaddik and a person who's not, of the Russia, who be machshavah shalom. It's not whether he's doing. in how he views himself, b'shas nefilas, when he does an aveira. The mashkiach used to say always, you can't be get too upset, so to speak, if you're doing aveira. Udapached, you can't be afraid. Mimata shenafida, when a person falls. Rak mi yish tarizar, you're not afraid. Don't be afraid of an aveira just from giving up. Berega shadam mashem mimata shen. Once you accept that, you know, I fell and I'm going to keep on falling, and that's just the way it is. Azu b'sakana, then you're in danger. Hoya omer shadai yisaid gado. Shafilo lam dana mikiyim gadaim leyadeta. Sometimes speak down be dacham and don't know this. Efshar libo el pamim. A person can do 1,000 times aveiras, day after day, week after week. 1,000 times is a lot. Vaday nishar tzaddik, you're still classified as a tzaddik. Why? Be the yish, because you didn't give up. Hodam nishar madish al torah vel yir. You're still in the realm of a ben torah. Hakol v'dei shemayim chutz meyir shemayim. Kol ma'asher esyayit. As long as you didn't give up. Adai mikra mekabu ol malchus shemayim. You're still considered a person who accepts the yoke of shemayim. When you give up, you're no longer a tzaddik. If you keep on falling, it doesn't mean anything, it doesn't shrug you up. So he goes ahead and takes the concept of the Rabag. The Rabag was talking about getting depressed and down because of your financial situation, because you're an Eved. Because I'm poor, and he's discussing your spiritual situation. You're feeling down because I'm doing aveiras. But he's saying the same structure, that as long as a person feels there's hope, okay, might be down, but there's hope. So then he's still a tzaddik. The moment he gives up, then he doesn't feel there's hope in the future, then it's a transformation. Now, he doesn't say, the Leket Rishimas doesn't say, what that period of time of hope is. In other words, he just says that as long as a person doesn't give up and he has hope for to be better, then he remains a tzaddik. Even though you're being nichshol time and time again, but as long as he has hope that I'm going to stop, then he's still considered a tzaddik. The danger is when a person gives up. Now, what is considered hope? So I would like to take the Rabag and put it together with the Leket Rishimas, I think it's Mistavra, it comes out as follows. The Rabag says that when a person is down because he is poor, person is down because he's a slave, the definition of hope doesn't have to be that's going to stop right away. The definition of hope means it's going to stop in 6 years. It's going to stop in 25 years. It's going to stop in 50 years. That's enough to stop me from getting depressed. A normal person would get depressed that he's a slave. Oh, no, I'm just temporary. After 6 years, I won't be a slave. After when Yovel comes, I won't be a slave. Person gets depressed because he sold all his property. No, I'll get it back. Yovel comes. So what the Rabag says, that people don't get down when they know there's hope, even if the hope is Yovel. So, when you take what he says here, Vaktvogel Zatzal, that the person shouldn't get down when he has nefilas, and Kol Zman doesn't get down, then he still remains a tzaddik. So the vort is the same thing. Even if the way not to get down is, you don't have to go ahead and convince yourself. You know, he's saying that it's very important, even though you're nichshol, not to give up. But you would read him alone in a vacuum. You'd say not to give up means that I think, okay, tomorrow I can be better. But we see from the Rabag that even if the guy thinks I can't be better, I probably won't be better tomorrow. But eventually I'm going to keep plugging away. And in 25 years I'm going to be better. That's enough to keep him with the same gather of a tzaddik. In other words, he says that Kol Zman you don't give up, you're a tzaddik. What you see in the Rabag, that what's called giving up is when you don't even think there's hope even in after 6 years or after 50 years. But as long as a person can tell himself that eventually there's hope, then he doesn't give up. And according to what he's saying here in the Leket Rishima, that means if you don't give up, then you're still a tzaddik, because you didn't give up. You haven't accepted the situation. Just like the ani, you don't accept the situation that you're an ani, so you don't feel low. So you're, even though you're going to be remain an ani for the next 50 years, but you don't act as an ani, because you don't act like an ani, you don't think like an ani, you don't feel like an ani, because you know that in 50 years I'm going to get my property back. In 50 years I'm going to go free. So the same thing, a person can be doing aveiros, but you don't view yourself as a Rasha, you don't act like a Rasha, and you're not a Pyrrhic O, and you're still a Mekaba O Malchus Shamayim, and you can still be thereby viewed as a tzaddik, because your mental attitude is, I'm going to stop. Maybe not now. I mean, I'd like to stop now, but if it won't be now, eventually. It happens to be that this Hashkafa, I found it beferish in a particular sefer. So, photocopy the sefer. Seems it's B'Shem Rav Mordechai Zuckerman. What does he say? He says as follows. So, it's just, all right. He says that when you have Bachrim, or single fellows, sometimes you have a Bachar and gets depressed. So, what's the cause why usually a Bachar gets depressed? Not every Bachar gets depressed. But if you have a Bachar that gets depressed, what causes it? So, in usual situation, he gets depressed because he's nichsho in a certain aveira, which is related to taiva. That's the norm. Oh. So now, what do? Here you got a guy, Bacher, and he's depressed because he was nichsho in aveira of taiva. So how do you get him out of the depression? So he says, Sorech l'adiyo. First thing you tell him, that show you agam achem shirato. Okay, he doesn't have to be so broken, like I'm the world's biggest Russia in the world. Okay? It's a very, very hard nisyanis. And other people also were nichshol. So you don't have to be so broken. Okay. The second thing you tell him is, it's the next to the last line, Boker shechot tzorech ledaz. He has to know. Shimu mitztayer b'shoshchot. In other words, if you didn't do the aveira, b'mezeh b'simcha, but you really didn't want to do the aveira, you almost felt bad that you were doing the aveira. You just almost felt like you couldn't help yourself, but you really don't want to do the aveira. Karav adavar, it's almost guaranteed. Shebesoif yasa tshuva. Eventually you're going to do tshuva. Im lo kol nishchatim. If not before you get married, or akopanim akash, as akopanim akash. You know, you're going to get married, and then you won't have this yetzahara, and then okay, and then you'll do tshuva. Uchuma kaperes alkol. So he's basically saying, you have a Bacher, let's say you have a 17-year-old Bacher, who's being nichshol in certain aveiros, and he's depressed. Why is he depressed? So the real answer to get him out of the depression is you tell him, okay, just because you're nichshol today doesn't mean you have to be nichshol tomorrow. Tomorrow you could stop. But apparently that doesn't work for this Bacher, right? This Bacher, he already tried to stop, and he wasn't able. So whether rightfully or wrongfully, I don't think it's necessarily true, but he's convinced himself that he can't stop. And therefore he's depressed. Okay. So I would have gone ahead, if I was trying to get him not being depressed, I would have argued with him. I said, you're wrong. You think you can stop, you're making a mistake. You could stop. Everyone has Bechira Chavshes. Eventually you keep plugging away. The Muslim Sfarim talks about how the drops add up. Just because you didn't stop, you tried yesterday and didn't succeed. Every day you get stronger and stronger. Okay. But Rav Zuckerman says, you didn't tell him. You tell him, oh, you think you can't stop? Isn't it? Once you get married, you're going to stop. Once you get married. I'm 17 years old. You know? I'm not getting married for another 6 years, 7 years. I don't know. I have no intention. I'm not in the parsha getting married. I'm not thinking about getting married. You know, you tell the guy, 17-year-old, don't get depressed, because when you get married, you're going to stop. You know, what in the world does that help? But Tarit says, that's exactly the Rabag. We tell the Eved Ivri, you're a slave, bad situation, it's not enjoyable to be a slave, but don't get so upset. 76 years from now, it's over. So what are you getting upset about? Why are you getting depressed? No reason to get depressed. What, you're upset that you sold your property, you're poor? But Yovel, you'll get it back. No, it's just around the corner, right? I don't know, Yovel, 50 years, 25 years, 50 years. So that's exactly what Rav Zuckerman is saying. Your guy's down because he's doing an aveir. So obviously the real answer is you tell the guy that he could stop in the present. But if the, sometimes people don't believe that. So the backup answer is you tell the guy, okay, so you won't stop in the present, but you'll stop in the future. Obviously, eventually you're going to stop. So what are you getting depressed about? And the most important thing is that's what Rav Zuckerman said, is you can't get to, once you give up, that's terrible. The person that gives up, that's what he says, once you have yish, then you're ready to go into the gather of a pyreko. But the idea is not to have yish. Not to have yish is when you tell the guy, eventually you're going to stop. Then there's no yish. Eventually, what am I? I don't have to be yayish. I'm not locked in. When a person thinks he's locked in, that causes yish. When you know that you're going to stop, there's no yish. So what the Rabbag teaches us, and that's Rav Zuckerman saying the same thing, that you don't, that in order to stop the yish, which is so, so detrimental, the depression, the feeling bad, whether it's feeling bad about your physical situation or feeling bad about your ruchnia situation, you know, some people have very bad physical situations, some people have bad spiritual situations. What you need to do is you just have to focus on the fact that eventually, doesn't have to be tomorrow. Sometimes it's hard for a person who is in a major problem to believe that tomorrow things are going to get better. It's hard for him to fathom such a thing. Even though we do believe that, Yeshua is Hashem kecharef ayin. But that's hard for people to accept. But even a normal person can accept that in 25 years from now, things can be better. You know, that people can accept. So you got a person is a lower lane, he wants to come, you know, he's in a terrible situation, physically, financially, whatever. So you tell him, and the guy wants to commit suicide. So you don't tell him, oh, tomorrow you're going to make money. You tell him, listen, 25 years from now, it'll be okay. Okay, that itself is a chizik. That itself is enough to give the guy simcha. So that's what it is, a chizik of the Rabbag. I think it's a very big chizik, but it's a big yisoid that we should apply to ourselves or to others, that in order to stop yish, it's not necessary to convince oneself or for others that the Yeshua is immediate. Yeshua is Hashem Karefai. It might be true, but it's not necessary to convince. As long as we believe, and that's much easier to believe, that the Yeshua will be eventually, even if it might be when you're 75 years old, you know, 50 years from now. But that itself is enough to stop yish. And what Rav Zuckerman says, when it calls mind you stop the yish, then you can remain in the realm of a tzaddik.
It's too big of a
chiddush. It's too big of a chiddush.